some problems in Baghdad seem intractable. One is a housing crisis that makes America seem not so bad at all. International investors have expressed interest in Iraq's housing market, but so far they've been reluctant to back up those expressions with capital. Correspondent Susanna George has the story.
Sadr City is one of the most densely populated neighborhoods in Baghdad. The district is just 8 square miles, but home to nearly 3 million people. 24-year-old Halda Layaj is a mother of 7. Layaj, her husband, and 5 of their children sleep in a space barely larger than a typical American living room. Her 2 oldest children live downstairs in a slightly smaller room with their grandmother, aunt, and cousins. Layaj explains how her family fits into the one small room. At night, she takes down the foam sleeping mats from on top of the dresser and arranges them on the floor. Layaj and her husband sleep lengthwise, and her children sleep crosswise. Her family lives alongside 4 others on a plot of land originally meant to house just a single family. There are 31 people in all. They share a single bathroom.
We are now have shortage, and we also have problems.
Salah Abdul Razak is the mayor of Baghdad. He says the city's housing needs are dire. There has been a virtual halt to construction across the city since 2003, and since then, many Iraqis have moved to the capital, fleeing violence in other parts of the country.
Now we need about 1 million units. Because we haven't any housing project from the government from 1982. So this crisis have been accumulated for more than 2 decades.
He suggests the population density in places like Sadr City could be solved in one of 2 ways, luring residents to the outskirts of Baghdad with roomy, low-cost housing, or moving people temporarily while their house is demolished and then rebuilt. He acknowledges that neither option is ideal. And of course, there needs to be investors. Abdullah Al-Bandar is an advisor to the Iraqi government's National Investment Commission. He says that investors are eager to tap into Baghdad's housing deficit, but so far not a single company has broken ground on a new project. Al-Bandar explains that investors have been wary because of Iraq's ambiguous land ownership laws, but he says that will change. His commission pushed a new law through parliament, giving investors full land ownership rights. He's confident that this will turn things around. But in addition to the issue of property laws, investors may be more than a little wary about the security situation in Baghdad. Baghdad Mayor Salah Abdul Razak says he's assigned some of his own security forces to protect foreign investors.
This is not my task, but I want to support them and to go further for these projects.
Abdul Razak leafs through a brochure from a potential American investor advertising prefab homes. The houses have brightly colored siding and bay windows that would look more at home in Florida than the outskirts of the Iraqi capital. This is just the sort of thing that he and others are hoping can solve Baghdad's housing crisis. But even if property laws are reformed, even if there's security, would people live in these new developments? Maybe. Hussein Huwayed Wadi and his wife Halda stand in their windowless kitchen. Hussein says that if the government offered him housing outside of Sadr City, he wouldn't go, because he would have no work. Here in Sadr City, he runs a small kebab stand to make a living for his family of 9. This house, he says, is the house my father built. It's the house I was born in. It would be almost impossible for me to leave. Halda, his wife, is less adamant. If they gave us a house with plenty of room and space, yes, she says, I would move. But even the most optimistic investors admit that solving Sadr City's housing problems, let alone those of the rest of Baghdad, is far off. For The World, I'm Susanna George in Baghdad.